AP News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump spoke to children last night who were counting down the hours for Santa Claus to arrive. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, has been tracking Santa's Christmas journey around the globe for 70 years and taking calls from those eager to keep up.
We track Santa all over the world. We want to make sure that Santa is being good.
President Trump got on the phone with two children in Oklahoma, offering a new rationale for the tracking effort.
We want to make sure that he's not infiltrated, that we're not infiltrating into our country a bad Santa.
And Trump asked an 8-year-old Kansas girl what she'd like Santa to bring.
Not coal.
That sent the president into sales mode.
You mean clean, beautiful coal. I had to do that. I'm sorry. No, coal is clean and beautiful. Please remember that.
After the calls, President Trump posted this message. Merry Christmas to all, including the radical left scum that is doing everything possible to destroy our country, but are failing badly. I'm Ben Thomas.
A Powerball player outside of Little Rock, Arkansas, won the $1.8 billion jackpot in last night's Christmas Eve drawing. Southern California is bracing for another powerful storm system that could cause more flooding and mudslides. Yesterday, the region experienced heavy rains and gusty winds. At least two people were reported dead. Forecasters say the region could see its wettest Christmas in years. A planned Christmas Eve jazz concert at the Kennedy Center was canceled. The holiday tradition dated back more than 20 years. The show's host, musician Chuck Redd, says he called off the performance after the White House announced last week that President Trump's name would be added to the facility. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Turkey has detained dozens of suspects allegedly planning attacks on non-Muslims during holiday events.
Dozens of counterterrorism raids on Christmas Day in Turkey. Istanbul police have launched simultaneous raids at 124 locations, detaining more than 100 suspected members of the Islamic State group. Authorities say the suspects were allegedly planning attacks against Christmas and New Year's celebrations. The Istanbul Chief Public Prosecutor's Office says the IS group had issued a call to action against non-Muslims. Warrants have been issued for 137 suspects. So far, 115 have been detained. Officers seized firearms, cartridges, and organizational documents during the raids. The police counterterrorism operation is still ongoing. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.